The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has praised the Palestinian resistance movements for standing strong against the Israeli military during the recent 50-day war on Gaza. Ayatollah Khamenei said the military achievements of the Palestinians against Israel manifested an example of a miracle. The leader says the Palestinians in Gaza brought the Israeli regime as the symbol of the West's power to its knees by relying on very limited resources. Ayatollah Khamenei added that Iran's Islamic Revolution was the most important element that changed challenged the world order. The leader said the world is today witnessing a new order, adding that certain countries have failed to understand this and still believe that they should stay subordinate to the West. The leader also noted that Iran should become more powerful to play an effective role in the world's new order. Professor Mohammad Marandi from the University of Tehran joins us now on the line from the Iranian capital to weigh in on the comments of leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Professor Marandi, please tell us more about the points that were highlighted by Ayatollah Khamenei, which were also mentioned by various commentators and the Palestinians themselves, that the war on Gaza was a failure for the Israelis, and that the Palestinians, the Gazans, and the Palestinian cause was victorious at the end of the day.
There are a number of really very significant points that have to be kept in mind here. One is that according to polls taken both in occupied Palestine or Israel, as well as in among Palestinians in Gaza and other areas of occupied Palestine, the overwhelming majority of Palestinians see this, what happened in Gaza, as a victory. And Israelis have become disgruntled with regards to the ruling regime. So I think, psychologically speaking, it is obvious that the Israeli regime has been dealt a sound defeat. It's also important because over the last few years, because of the rise of extremism, thanks to an unholy alliance between the United States, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar, extremism has been the major problem in this part of the world, and many felt that the Palestinian cause had been all but forgotten. But the defeat that the Israelis put at the hand of the Gazans put Palestine again at the center of global attention. So this is a very significant achievement, and I think it's going to affect the next couple of years in many different ways.
And Professor Marandi, apart from the physical results from the war on the ground, which the Israelis changed their objectives as the war prevailed, and ultimately they pulled out of the Gaza Strip and ended the 50-day assault, which led to what many believe is a physical defeat for the Israelis. But on the other hand, many also believe that the Israelis suffered in essence, as they also were defeated in the world's public opinion as well.
Absolutely. One thing that's very important is that the United States and European allies have supported apartheid in Palestine to the hilt. And they also did this with regards to apartheid South Africa until ultimately apartheid was overthrown in South Africa. In this part of the world, I think that despite the fact that the Western media has been able to dominate the globe and to have a major impact on public opinion, but the atrocities committed by the Israeli regime have been so immense and the genocide so horrific that world public opinion has been able to see through the New York Times or the BBC or CNN and other Western media outlets that are pro-apartheid. And in addition to this, I think another important factor is that this comes at a bad time. In other words, the monster of extremism that, again, Western powers have helped to build in this region and has now manifested itself in ISIL and has caused fear even in the West now, the fear of their own monster. The Israelis tried to establish a link between the Palestinian people and these very same extremist groups. But despite that, again, world public opinion saw through this propaganda. And I think there has never been any moment in recent history since the establishment of the Zionist regime that global public opinion has become so aware of the reality on the ground, the fact that the West supports apartheid, the fact that they're willing to carry out genocide against the Palestinian people and support the Zionist regime. This is something new. I think it will be a major driving force in the years to come.
Thank you very much. Professor Mohammad Marandi joining us on the line from the Iranian capital, Tehran.